Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to Vibes Anifa, Ethiopian Anifa. This is supposed to be the intro, I guess. Hey guys, welcome to Vibes Anifa, Ethiopian Anifa. So it's the end of the year. And I know a lot of you are looking forward to a dirty December. You all are planning for your litty December, looking forward to the new year. You all are planning to get turned up. I know a lot of you are planning for that, but don't worry. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about worst sexual experience. I can't relate because, you know, I'm just with me. I don't indulge in such. So this is the last episode for the year, and I think I deserve a round of applause. Because I've been giving you guys content back to back. You guys know I actually deserve this. Okay, so I put out a link asking people to tell me, you know, the vibes, you know, the usual. So we're going to be reading them. Let's start. Okay, so I had to print these things out because I couldn't even, it's just way a lot. So I'm going to be picking like a few, so we'll have to except if you guys want a part two. But that won't be this year because at the end of the year, I'm on break. So, okay, let's start. This one says, well, this chick wanted to give me head after smoking weed. Obviously, she would have cotton mouth.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I'm a little lost, but fair.
I don't know what cotton mouth means because I don't smoke. So it was like that shit was so dry, I didn't complain until she decided to water her mouth with what? With Sprite. I felt terribly weak, and even thinking about it gives me the cringe. Wait, call. I don't know what that girl is, but what the fuck? Of all things to use Sprite to wet your mouth. I don't get. Oh my god. You're a curie. What the fuck?
God have mercy upon us.
What the fuck? Okay, this one says, alright, so back in school, I was this girl. Let's call her Stacy. We were watching a movie and things got heated. Next thing, we're deep into foreplay. When I start playing with her pussy, she wanted her head, but my man refused, so I said, let me go take a piss. Maybe it will calm me down. I got into the toilet, switched on the light, and I saw blood on my hand, like I had just slaughtered a chick.
I'm in the ghetto.
To the gods. She was in her period, and she didn't tell me. If I had given her head, or more, let's not even think about it.
It is what it is.
Okay, first off, I feel like if you're on your period and your boyfriend isn't really keen on kinks like that, please tell your boyfriend or tell whoever you are doing the stuff with, your husband, your whatever the person is to you, just tell the person. Because sometimes if I was a guy and that kind, I would freak out. Because what the fuck? You don't use me to do that kind of play. I get there's period on it. I get that whole thing. But please tell whoever you're doing. Even if it's a girl, you're doing stuff. Please. They're alone. Please. Okay, so this one says, my first time with a guy, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even feel anything. My head went, so this is what straight girls be shouting about. It was work as fuck. I was staring at the ceiling in disappointment. I just prayed for him to finish fast and my prayers were answered. Please, I swear, if you were that boy, please, I'm sorry for you because that's very bad.
Very bad. Very, very bad.
Because what the fuck? Okay, so says he was being lazy as fuck, just licking my face and spit everywhere. See, I can relate to this one because I remember one time, I think that was like when I was still in secondary school or something. I can't remember, but I kissed this guy and there was spit everywhere. Like, what the fuck? There was spit everywhere. There was spit.
I literally told you chitterling eating bitches. The girls that get it, and the girls that don't.
I don't get it because
obviously you don't get it because you're not that girl.
Why the fuck? Like, I don't know why you're licking. If you want to, you can't kiss, don't kiss me, please. Because why? Kissing is like fucking intimate, so I don't get why you wouldn't be. Well, it's really embarrassing for you not to kiss it in this beat 2021. Like, come on. Okay, this one says, she made me go celibate for 10 months because of how bad it was. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wait a damn minute.
Like, come on. This one says, so this babe and I have been eyeing ourselves for a while. Anyways, I'm back in Lagos and she's like, let's meet up. I was like, okay, now, no problem. Well, this babe should have said she had not been with another female before because she didn't. Time to enter the bedroom, this babe was doing acrobatics.
I've been suffering. I suffered for 9
Tom maybe pulling hair to drag it out from my fucking scalp. Was slapping my ass as if I stole good. Not even pleasurable in the slightest. Didn't want to be eaten out. Didn't want my fingers in her. Just need to pull my arm, be jumping up and down on me. I almost cried that night because I was so irritated.
What was the reason?
To be very honest, I don't like, okay, I'm just kind of person here. I can't relate to what I just read, but then I feel like I hate people that are audio O's. Like, you cannot be. Don't, if you can't be a hoe, don't be a hoe. Don't be an audio hoe like, oh, I will lick your pussy, I will do this, I will do that. No, if you can't do shit, don't come and on the D-Day you can't deliver. I would see. It does not make any bit of sense. Like, don't do that shit, please. Because people that do that shit.
I just came back from the date and they told me, you're still not that girl.
Like, bro, please, don't. Boy or girl, if you can't do shit, don't. Learn. Don't know that you'll be doing, I will do this to you, I will do that. On the D-Day, you do not deliver. Kilo shell, like, kilo day. Like, bro.
I'm in the ghetto.
Okay, this one says, I was on TM 250 MG one night and I was clapping my babe for well over 1 hour 30 minutes and she said she was tired. I didn't not. I tried to go pee. Couldn't pee for over 1 hour. Hybrid night as a whole. Like
a champ. Are you a Nicki fan?
What? Am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in Sri Lanka. What?
Oh, you all are fucking weird. So this one says, I really can't read this one because like, it's a lot of pigeon and I'm not really. But let's try. They say, I haven't really been sexually active, but I will never forget the day this bastard and I were just having a little pre-sexual activity. That's how Baba they tell me make I go buy sweets, make I give him blowjob. I just they look this idiot because now fully be as he they talk him, my eye just met his face and the disgust I felt was still high. And the funniest thing was that we're in my father's parlor. I just got up and told him that I went to go. He can't they suggest ice cream if I don't want sweet. And in all now fully be.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, yes, fair enough. Yeah. I'm a little lost, but fair enough. Fair enough. That's the tap. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. It says, this girl's pussy was smelling badly. I had to use Coke to wash my hand. Jesus Christ.
You're not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
Okay, come on. I feel like, as a girl, you have to like really take care, proper care of your down down there, so it doesn't ooze. Because obviously your vagina has like a particular smell. It's like, I don't start going to it, but then you guys get it. You know, the girls that get it, and the girls that don't. It's not supposed to be oozy. You get like, obviously you know when you're smelling bad. So please try to take care of down there. Please, I use God and beg you, my flown bell. Bison says, okay, it has to be this particular girl that was hyping up our head game. You see, I said this shit. I was looking forward to it. The day came, and honestly, it was the only day. Oh my god. Wait. The day came, and honestly, it was only the day that came because I didn't. I had to keep faking it like I enjoyed it. Covered my face with pillow at point and started thinking about my grades at that point. Jesus Christ. You see, I said it. If you can't do shit.
What was the reason?
Don't hype up that. Don't say you can do it. You cannot do it because it's.
Is that bad?
It's very bad. Very, very bad. This one says, lockdown 2020. We are making out, and 2 minutes into foreplay, she had a seizure. Jesus. Okay. I haven't had sex since then. Don't think I'll ever will. But I feel like you should get over your fear and go out there. There's a lot of bad bitches, a lot of, you know, people out there wanting to give you some. Bring that dick here. Come here. Bring that dick here. Come here. I mean, come here. I get it's like really traumatic, and I'm sure you must have been very scared, but I mean, you can just try and give it a try, you know, just get to December, you know, get lit, get turned, please, in the name of God. Okay, this one says, I took Viagra and I was clapping this babe for almost 2 hours straight, and I wasn't able to come, had to dip and block the babe.
God have mercy upon us.
Wait, y'all are so fucking wild. So that brings us to the end of today's episode, and it's been fun. I would love to go on, but it's assuming. So see y'all next year. Peace out.
This is already the end of the year. Can't be forcing any vibes.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Audible, Amazon Music, and many others. Kindly stream and put your friends on.